This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now, though, it's a question. We're already getting some good feedback and somebody who's angry at me. AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. They might have a point, though. Is... Who is the athlete? I want to be fair. Who is the athlete that you're angry because your kid or significant other doesn't know who they are? Now, Colby, you know exactly why this has come up.
I do.
It's a conversation that we had last Thursday before the show. We are working on getting Soccer Icon Tattoo to come in studio, to which point my son said, "Who is Tattoo?" I was furious.
And this isn't, you know, your son that's not into sports or your daughter that's not into sports. This is somebody that you can pretty much name any DFW star and he'll be like, "Oh yeah, I heard about that guy," or "Oh yeah, blah, 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 blah." No, not Tattoo. I guess Kevin, you have failed.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I was furious at myself and him for not knowing the most famous soccer player of all time.
Hold on.
Go ahead and text me.
No.
Get him, Rich.
That's what?
Come on, dog. What are you doing?
Well, that's right. I'm living and dying with Tattoo as being the most important sports.
I want to know how many of the fans listening, how many of the Tolos listening know who Tattoo is.
Oh my God. Just text in
compared
yes
to like
or no.
Pele.
877-881-1053.
Or that other dude who evades taxes and does other seedy things.
Yeah. Tattoo would destroy all of them in indoor soccer. That's a fact. I will tell him that if we ever get that interview set up. Really working on that. But
he was the indoor soccer king,
yes.
Reggie.
Every time he scored, he took his shirt off and threw it into the crowd.
See,
he went through so many shirts.
Yeah.
And drastic measures like this, I think, are the only logical way to respond. From the 214, my wife is 32. She has no clue who Tattoo was. I think I need a divorce.
Oh, hell.
That is fair. Mm-hmm. That is fair. Come on, people. What is happening right now? From the 817, who? From the 575, no clue. From the 210, who is Tattoo? And they spelled it wrong, like you spell the word Tattoo. And from the 469, Tattoo, the Russian fake lesbians?
No.
No, not the people who sang Running Through My Head. I am furious right now that, first of all, Reggie might be right. But also, second of all, that's fair.
I mean, I can remember some points.
But, yeah, the Chuck Norris thing.
Uh-huh.
But second of all, that nobody knows who Tattoo is. Look, man.
Yes, you had to be there.
That rivalry with the San Diego Sockers, mm-hmm. I lived and died with
MISL. We won the championship with Tattoo.
Yes. That was
when the Cowboys
not the
sucked.
Guy from Fantasy Island.
Come on.
They're playing.
They're playing,
what
boss.
What are you doing?
That's a good one.
I just want to say for the record, I'm terribly, terribly pleased that everybody is so invested in this segment. On the flip side, though, I am furious and disappointed in so many of you right now for saying that you thought it was the people who sang all the things you said, the guy from Fantasy Island, or getting ink put on your skin. The answer to all of that is no. Here we go. From the 817. Tattoo is literally the only soccer name I knew growing up. From the 214, Tattoo number 9. From another 817, Tattoo for president. For the 940, Tattoo was a beast. And then somebody brought up that he's now taking over the Mesquite soccer team, which is exactly why we're trying to get him on the show to begin with. So Tattoo is just the beginning of this conversation. The person who said he is no Alex Morgan. I will take Tattoo over any soccer player who has ever lived.
By the way, the 254, he said, is that the short guy from Fantasy Island? They were the same size, but he wasn't from Fantasy Island.
Man, he did feel like he was from Fantasy Island because of how good he was at soccer. So
you think he made a deal? That's how he got good? He made one of those Fantasy Island deals?
That's the only way somebody could be as good at indoor soccer as he was. So, but that is like the springboard to the question. Though I feel at this point the entire freaking segment could be about Tattoo. It is not going to be, though. Is who is the athlete? Oh, Okay, now I think the fan texters are just trolling me.
Is it working?
Yeah, it is. Who is the athlete that you're upset because, like, your kid or significant other or parent or whoever didn't know about?
Coworker.
Yeah, coworker. From Kevin's phone, I'm furious that my stupid board op doesn't know who Tattoo is. I agree, Kevin. I'm upset. And from the 817, it's 100% Ken Griffey Jr. My favorite player growing up. My kid acts like he's Snuffleupagus. Ken Griffey Jr. is real, even if you haven't heard of him. All right, so who is it for you?
Well, for me...
Is it also Tattoo?
I guess maybe now because of the Autoflex Leasing fan text. But for my kids, Blaze is really... She's really into sports.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
Really into sports.
Good at basketball.
She knows basketball players. She knows all the football players. She can pretty much name off all the baseball players that I've followed or in the past or what have you known about and talked about. My son, on the other hand, unless they're... making a YouTube video or a vlog or something along that line.
Gaming.
Or they're doing gaming videos or what have you, or they're in the genre of music that he likes. He has no clue. I'll be Sunday and just yelling at the TV screen for one cowboy or another cowboy.
Like
do
you
something.
Do.
Right. And I've got one daughter who's the middle kid, Ariana. We'll just go to her room because she doesn't like the fact that I'm screaming. And then he'll come over and goes, who's playing football? What football game does your dad every single Sunday get completely immersed in and just nearly loses his damn mind and has been known to throw things or kick holes in doors?
I have known that to be a fact.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. Son, you've been here... and nearly every single game.
You need to have that talk with him that your dad had with you.
Wait, which talk?
Well, I mean, probably all of them. But the Longhorns talk. That's the one I like, is that you said that your dad sat you in front of the TV and said, boy, this is the team that I root for, and this is the team that you root for, because this is the team that we root for.
Right.
Did that not happen, or did it not stick because of damn technology and whatnot?
Well, it happened. The problem is that he just doesn't watch sports. Unless, what was it? No, I caught him watching YouTube stars play soccer.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And that's pretty much where I give up. And so it's just me and my daughter, and then we watch football.
All right, I'm going to get some of this feedback, and then I'm definitely not going to Reggie because I'm still angry. From the 214, Tony Gwynn was mine. From another 214, the Von Erichs. By the way, the Von Erichs, they're in Major League Wrestling now. That is going to be swinging through North Richland Hills.
Ooh.
Kevin coming to town?
Yeah, I think he might be at the beginning of September. So we're working on doing a little something with them. So just keep your eyes out for
that.
Do
you know Kevin Von Erich is the reason we play Stranglehold on G-Bag? That was his walk-in music.
I was not aware of that.
Yes.
Now I'm ashamed of myself for
that's
not knowing that.
That's what he would walk into the ring on, Stranglehold, and that's what G-Bag we play at the top of each hour. And he even communicated that to us, and then he came in studio one time.
Okay, that is fantastic.
He lives in Hawaii now.
Yes, so do his boys.
We've got an open invitation to go stay at his boys' house.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Woo. From the 940, Bill Bates. Oh, yeah, I could see that. From the 817, Mark Tuinay. So we're talking about the athletes that you're upset that your significant other or kids don't know who they are, and then still a bunch more discussion about Tattoo that I know. No! From the 682, the plane, boss.
The plane.
From the 940 on the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, my girlfriend doesn't know who Tom Landry is. And she was born and raised here.
Wait, she can't even say the dude that the freeway's named after?
Yeah, you never been on 30 before?
She probably thinks he's a politician.
Oh, my God. With that hat, I could see that. He did talk like a politician. All right, CA, who is the athlete, maybe your kids, your wife?
This is so crazy. My kids love to play sports. They're like Kobe's son. They don't care who's on TV. My son loves to play sports. He's a big track guy. Can't name you anybody, but he's, except for gamers, he's big time Fortnite guy. He knows all about Ninja. He knows about that $3 million that somebody won over the weekend, but he can't tell you anything about anybody. He knows Dirk's name. He knows Zeke and Dak. He knows those names. He knows who in baseball. He knows Elvis's name.
Okay.
But that's about it because he doesn't watch TV sports. And what kills me is not even about those local names. I went to OU. I'm a OU homer.
I wish he just knew
one Boomer Sooner name. Give me a Baker Mayfield name. Give me just Kyler Murray. He just shrugs his shoulders.
Wow.
So it just kills me.
Winning Heisman trophies does not impress your children. Impressed.
But if he wins Fortnite, if he can get 20 kills, he's impressed.
He can run through there and get a 20 bag. You're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Don't encourage that. From the 469, I'm sad because my kids will never understand or fully appreciate Rocket Ishmael. From the 9, that is a great one. I remember being so despondent when we took Russell Maryland with the number one pick because of all the complications about Rocket being in the draft. From the 903, my mom didn't know who LeBron was, but knew MJ. Discord there.
By the way, all kids know Steph Curry's name. All kids are Steph Curry guys.
Absolutely. From the 469, my wife doesn't know who Oscar De La Hoya is. From another 469, Nate Newton. From the 817, I sympathize with this, but I bet a lot of people don't know who this is. Roger Federer. I don't feel like tennis is just... And he's not American, and I could see that.
Kevin, Kobe, Reggie, there are a lot of kids out there that think Michael Jordan is a shoe. That's all they know.
Or the meme.
Mm-hmm. Or the meme, the crying Jordan. Yeah, they don't know anything about
that. That makes me really sad.
That's hilarious, crazy. Though.
Okay.
They're like, why did they care so much about this guy who was crying that one time?
Yeah, what was the deal
with him?
What's
so good about him?
Reggie, who do you have an athlete that either your little brother... parents, significant other, whatever.
My little brother likes sports a lot, so for him, really, it's not knowing somebody; it's mixing up names, which gets on my nerves. But for me, my mom is the weird one because she loved sports, I should say, and then she got to a certain point where she had to be responsible and couldn't watch as much sports.
Sure.
So like now it's kind of amazing because she knew like all the mid-level basketball players in like the 80s and wrote for the Bad Boys Pistons for a long time.
So she's all about Joe Dumars and
stuff. Oh man, she loved Bill Parrish and all that, right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I will mention someone like Kevin Durant. She'd be like, huh? And
what?
It drives me up a wall.
You meant Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, yes.
Yeah, Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She loved both of them, actually, and I think that's why.
She didn't know who Kevin Durant is, though?
She forgot.
Oh, no.
And that's almost worse.
From the 817 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, Brian Bosworth.
If somebody the was upset. Yeah.
Come on.
OU. Just and he went to Irving.
The VHS
MacArthur.
Of Stone Cold.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
The movie?
Yes.
Do not do that.
Do it.
The movie's terrible.
Watch it.
Come on.
Enjoy it. It's great. It's a man in a mullet kicking everybody's ass.
That's it.
Man, somebody said that their girlfriend didn't know who Luka was from the 817 until he took her to a game halfway through the season. And then another person said their girlfriend had no clue who Dez Bryant was, even though half her family went to Oklahoma State and are all Cowboys fans. I don't even know how that could have happened.
She probably knows like the name and the jersey.
I bet she throws up the X. I bet she throws up the X.
She is good at being a fan amongst people at the party, but she probably don't know that dude from Adam.
I hope he throws up the X, as in she's now his ex-girlfriend. We're the KNC masterpiece. That's right. Relationship advice from somebody who's never been married.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.